Welcome back to Life, Business, and Money. I'm your host, Stephen. We're live on the air every Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Central. 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central. That would be a long show, wouldn't it, Dan?
Yeah, it would be a long
show. Did I tell you today's show is 11 hours?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Dan is ready. Why? Because he has the energy to make to endure that type of challenge. And why does he have that energy? Well, if you want to find out, call 713-783-8365 is the number. That's 713-STEVENK. Today, we are talking with Dr. Dan Cuney about the seven pillars of health and healing. Now, Dr. Dan is a chiropractic nutritionist, and he's earned this distinction through hundreds of hours of postgraduate education, aside from all of his graduate degrees. I won't even go into that list. It's like longer than my... bigger than a baby's arm. But Dr. Dan achieves remarkable results for his clients, making sure he customizes the care for each one of his patients. And his seven pillars of health and the biofeedback system that he uses helps you achieve results with his customized clinical nutrition program. So we're going to talk a little bit about how you can improve your health. And Dan, I personally believe, I know the seven pillars of health start off in one area, but I think overall, I think one of the main things that we have to realize is well, what's the old saying, you are what you eat?
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Yeah, I think it's very true. I think in life in general, we find it to be true that whatever you put into something is what you're going to get out of it. Now, when you think about that in your business, it's whatever effort you put in is going to help generate the results you want. Well, what you do with your body, and more importantly, what you take in with your body, is certainly going to generate the results that it produces.
Absolutely. There's no question about that, Stephen. I've seen it time and time again. I've had patients come in who their health and well-being is not at the level that they expect. And what they find out is that just by feeding them back to health, by giving them whole food nutritional supplements, by targeting the foods that actually have a lot of nutrition in them, they turn their health around. They change their probable predictable future.
And so the seven pillars of health and healing, this is a system that's been developed over many, many years. And you wrote a great article for our newsletter, and if you're looking for that article, you can find it online at stephenklive.com. The article for the seven pillars of health and healing, in order to see it, you've got to log in as a member. There's a warning right on the homepage. You've got to log in as a member. Membership is free. If you're not happy with the information we provide you, we'll give you double your money back. but if you go to stephenklive.com, you'll see the article, and it outlines what we're talking about right now. So obviously, if you're listening to this show, most likely you're at your computer, and that means you're at stephenklive.com. Log in and check, and then you'll be able to see the Read More link under today's show, and you'll be able to read the seven pillars of health, which is an outline of what we're going to discuss here today. So let's start off with the seven pillars of health and the essential principles that are involved.
Great. Well, the first pillar of health we talk about is called the neurohormonal system, or sometimes that's called the endocrine system. And the reason why I call it the neurohormonal system, as you probably know, your brain controls your body, right, Stephen?
Mm-hmm.
So your brain controls your body over two basic systems. One is the nervous system, okay, your brain, your spinal cord, the nerves that make the body work. And secondly is your hormonal system. And a lot of people get confused about hormones. Hormones are sort of like chemical messengers. It's sort of like me giving you a message, you're running around the other side of the room and giving that gentleman over there a message, okay?
Okay.
That's a chemical messenger. So your brain has this message it makes somewhere. So it puts it on this little chemical. It's called a hormone. It goes to the place it needs to go, and it activates what it needs to activate, okay? So that's what the neurohormonal system is. So just break that down, or the endocrine system, that's what that is. And so when we work with that, you'd be surprised in how many people can be out of balance in this system. And we hear a lot about bioidentical hormones today. I'm sure you've probably heard a lot of conversation around that. But what we like to do is we like to try to get your body to produce the exact right amount of hormones for this moment and then this moment. And what I mean by that is every moment of the day, our hormones need to change based on what's going on. Right now, probably our adrenals are kicking out a little bit more adrenaline, because we're on live on Stephen K, right?
And by the way, it is Dan's very first live show with us. He's the newest advisor of the Life, Business, and Money radio team. So I think he's kind of talking from experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a lot of fun. You know, I'm enjoying it. You know, with that.
But you're still, the hormones are elevated. You're
exactly.
You're more aware. I don't want to use the word anxiety, but the anticipation and I guess anxiousness in that keeps you, your body's more alert. More things are happening.
Right. And that same situation happens if a car is about to hit us and we see that happening, but we might pump out a little bit more adrenaline than
I think
the microphone.
So.
But the whole concept is that some of us live our lives in a place where we're doing that every day of every moment. So we have to get that next piece of paperwork done by 1 o'clock today, and we're stressed about it, and our adrenaline is pushing out. So most Americans, their adrenals, you've probably heard this 1,000 times, are toast. So they're drinking 1 cup, 2 cup, then 3 cup, then 4 cup, then 5 cups of coffee to try to keep their day going. So that's just another indication that your body is not as strong and healthy. If you don't wake up in the morning, you know, fully alive, you don't wake up jumping out of bed and say, I'm ready to take on this day. God, you know, give me what you can give me, you know, bless me through my day, then you probably have some adrenal weakness that we can work with.
All right. So that's the first pillar, the neural hormonal pillar. The second pillar, I think, is one that I personally believe in this day and age, most people are very familiar with, and that's about balancing blood sugar. We see all kinds of things in the news and regarding the medical industry in regards to diabetes and other things that are affected by our blood sugar. We see childhood diabetes on the rise. Obesity goes right along with that. That leads to even other things that are harmful to our bodies.
Absolutely.
And that's I'm surprised that's not the first pillar.
Well, this is why. It's a good point. So when you look at these seven pillars, one of the things that comes up is you always do them in the order they're in. And so the question is what, you know, someone may walk in the door and we have to start with pillar number 2 first, or they might start with pillar number 7 first. The reason we put pillar number 1 there first, just to go back to that for 1 second, is because that creates systemic activation of healing repair. So then we can build from everything else. So now that we're moving forward to that and we're talking about glycemic management or blood sugar management, what people are very surprised about is that the difference between sugar and starch. I have this conversation every day, and people look at sugar and they say, okay, well, I'm having some sugar. I'm trying to avoid sugar, but I'm having challenges and so on. And I say, look, I want you to understand sugar is like a firecracker, and a white potato is like an atom bomb. And when people start to understand the difference between a white potato, pasta, and bread, and these things of what they do, and there are thousands and thousands of sugars that are linked together, then it's really important to understand that. You'll never get your blood sugar balanced. You'll never get that whole thing where, you know, you have that up, and then you have that crash, and then you go and you get something to eat, and you have that up, and then you have that crash. You'll never get that balance unless you start bombs, which is the starches, pasta, bread, white potatoes, and rice. So that's the first thing we do. And then, of course, we got to make sure you're eating plenty of protein and fat. In our society, and I have all articles on this. I do a 2-hour presentation on it. But that we are very afraid of saturated fat, and we're afraid of protein, and it's just misinformation. I can show you the research. I can show you the results of my patients. We get them back on protein and fat, get the pasta, bread, white potatoes, and rice out. What I like to call is eat from the outside of the grocery store, not the inside of the grocery store. And you will see some amazing changes in your health.
All right. Now, when we come into our next segment, the third pillar talks about the mineral system. And I think a lot of us are always concerned with vitamin intake, but we don't necessarily focus on mineral intake. And there's a huge difference between the two, I believe. We're going to talk a little bit more about the mineral system and how that pillar also affects your health with Dr. Dan Cuney right here on the Life Business. If you'd like to see Dr. Dan give a short presentation on the seven pillars of health, you can actually find a short video on his website. The website is drdancuney.com. That's K-U-E-H-N-E, drdancuney.com. And, of course, you can find a link to that on our website at stephenklive.com. If you got a question, call in now, 713-STEPHEN-K, and we'll be back on Life, Business, and Mind. Welcome Welcome back to the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. I'm your host, Stephen Kay. You're listening live at StephenKayLive.com. And what I love about the internet radio program is that you can listen almost anywhere, anyhow. You can listen on your home computer through any internet browser, or, of course, your office computer, again, through any internet browser at StephenKayLive.com. You can use your smartphone by using the same exact link, StephenKayLive.com. You can even, if you have no other way to connect to the internet, you can even just call into the show at 713-STEPHEN-K. That's 713-783-8365. If you call in just to listen, then just don't do anything. If you have a comment at any time, if you have a question for myself or my guest at any time while you're listening on the phone, you press 1 and it'll notify me that you want to ask something on air. 713-783-8365. We're here to take your calls about how to improve your health with Dr. Dan Cuney, our chiropractic. And if you want more information on Dr. Dan, of course, you can find it on our website, or you can go directly to his website. It's drdancuney.com, and that's D-R-D-A-N, and his last name is spelled Q-U-E-K.
K-U-E-H-N-E.com.
Yeah. And that's what I meant to say. K-U-E-H-N-E, Dr. Dan Cuney, D-R-Dan, K-U-E-H-N-E, drdancuney.com. And if you can't write that down right now, just go to stephenklive.com. There is a link to the 7 Pillars of Health right on our homepage. It's very easy to find. And, of course, you can listen to the live web stream at our homepage as well. But if you have a question, do call in 713-783-8365. Dan, when we were in the middle of talking about the 7 Pillars of Health and Healing, and I left the last segment by introducing the third pillar, which is the mineral system, and I'd like you to expand on that.
Yes, we call that bioterrain or mineral system because basically there is no action that happens in your body that doesn't require minerals. And unfortunately, what we have in our society today is we just don't have the same minerals in our foods that we used to. For example, if you take a cup of spinach from our grandparents and compare it to how much iron's in it and how many cups of spinach we'd have to have today, we'd need 79 cups of spinach to get the same amount of iron as one cup of spinach from 50 years ago. I mean, that's incredible.
Man, if Popeye had to fight Bruno today.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of crazy.
He'd have to carry too many cans of spinach with him.
I know. Well, maybe we get stronger by carrying all that spinach around, but still. So this is a situation that we have today. You know, when I talk about doing whole food supplementation, I personally don't believe it's an option anymore because we just, as well as I eat, and you can probably imagine how well I eat.
I see how well you eat. Dan and I belong to several networking groups together, a little bit of inside info here, and because we're both good business professionals, and that means you network, by the way. So check out our event calendar at StephenKayLive.com. But I sit next to Dan, and I get the regular meal, and he has, like, all this great healthy food, and I'm like, I shouldn't be sitting next to him. It's making me feel bad.
Yeah, it's always fun going out to restaurants with my friends, and I get the special order, and the waitress or the waiter is looking at me saying, But, you know, it's really interesting because I come out with some really healthy, great-tasting foods. It's just not what typical people eat. So, you know, I don't eat the pastas, the bread, the potatoes, and the rice, and so on. But, you know, in all honesty, you know, it just as well as we eat, we just can't survive and thrive today. We can survive, I apologize, but we can't thrive today with the food quality that we have. So what we recommend is doing whole food nutritional supplements that just feed you back to health. And literally we can target organs and things. Right now we're talking about the bioterrain system. We're talking about trace minerals. We're talking about things that are minerals like you've heard of calcium, you've heard of magnesium, but we're talking about all sorts of things like iron, copper, zinc. It just the list goes on and on. So it's really important that we feed this system. When we have a patient that comes in that is not getting well, you know, that just won't activate and won't get well, it's usually one of two things. It's either the hormonal system, the endocrine system, is so depressed, or it's the mineral system is completely depleted. In other words, there's just nothing to actually activate that healing. And so we bring those two things up, and it's amazing. Now, absorbability is really important. That's why we use supplements that come from food that are, they extract the water, the fiber, the fat, and they bring it down at room temperature. So we're literally feeding you back in the proportions that God made it, nature made it, so that we can give your system what it needs to get well.
Now, I want to tell everybody that as we're going through today and we're talking about the seven pillars of health and healing, you're only getting a small piece of information and knowledge that Dan has to provide to you. So if this sounds like something that you'd like to implement in your life, if you're concerned about your health, if you've noticed that you just don't have the energy that you used to make it through the workday, let alone after the workday and spending time with your family, you definitely want to give Dr. Dan Cuney a call. You can call him directly at his office at 713-295-9358. That's 713-295-9358. His website is drdancuney.com. That's drdancuehne, drdancuney.com. And he'll be glad to sit down with you and consult and give you a detailed overview of the seven pillars of health. You can also find his contact information on our website at stephenklive.com and just click on the seven pillars of health link right on our homepage. Dan, I noticed that one of the pillars of health talks about inflammation and food allergens. And I think everybody has some sort of allergen today, at least with one type of food or another. Sometimes we go through our whole lives without even realizing that a certain food that we eat on a regular basis is causing these problems. We just think, well, this is how I feel. This is how I've always felt. And it could be a simple solution by just changing one thing in our diet could completely change everything about our health.
It is amazing. It really is to see that. You know, on my website, there's a little link under the nutrition area, which it says food allergy elimination test. And we'll discuss that right now. And you can look at that. But what we do is try to figure out what is going on, what is causing all this inflammation in your body. There is nothing that you can bring down your total body inflammation than removing your food allergens. So, you know, when you're dealing with, you know, environmental allergies, when you're dealing with pain, if you're dealing with arthritis, you're dealing with any of these things that are going on, one of the most important things to do is bring down your inflammation, okay? So we can try to start putting out the fire, going back to the minerals. That's how we start putting out the fire. But to stop stoking the fire, we need to use the food allergy elimination test. So we just eliminate that out for 2 weeks. We bring it back in and we watch the reactions and see what happens. And you get to determine exactly what it feels like in your body with and without that food allergy.
Now, is this even a possibility that sometimes, you know, I hear people all the time complain about allergies, you know, and a lot of times we think this is seasonal things. It's due to weather or other particles in the air, you know, whether it be pollens or rawhide or anything like that. Is it possible that what we're actually taking in and the food that we eat are at least the cause of some of these allergies?
Yes, it is, actually, because what happens is when we bring up the total body inflammation, we're more reactive to the pollens and the things that are in the air. So
a person can actually alleviate seasonal allergies by changing their diet?
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, what we see is that if we remove the food allergens, and often if you're going into a season like we moved into here where we know the change of season is trouble for people, if they do a little cleanse right before they move into that season, often they can just eliminate having allergies for the whole season.
All right. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about the last two pillars of health. We're going to try to hit on those quickly. And, Dan, I want to ask you a little bit about the chiropractic nutritionist aspect of your practice.
Absolutely.
Because that's kind of an unusual combination. So we're going to be talking more with Dr. Dan Cuney right here on the Life Business Show. If you have a question or comment for Dan, give us a call right now at 713-783-8365. That's 713-STEVENK. He is here to help you learn how to improve your health today. And some of this stuff is very simple to implement. So stay tuned. There's more to come on Life, Business, and Money. I'm Stephen Kay, and the number to call is 713-783-8365. Welcome back to the Life, Business, and Money radio program. I'm your host, Stephen Kay. Our phone number for you to join in is 713-783-8365. That number spells my name, simple enough, 713-S-T-E-V-E-N-K. You can listen live or anytime online at StephenKayLive.com. When you go to StephenKayLive.com, click on the Blog Talk Radio link. It'll start playing the show immediately. If we're live, it'll play the live show. If we're not live, it will give you choices of probably the last three or five shows, I think it lists, right there on the homepage. And, of course, you can see our upcoming show schedule and other information online at StephenKayLive.com. I'm talking with you today about the life side of your life, business, and money, how you can improve your health with Dr. Dan's Seven Pillars of Health and Healing. If you want more information on this, it is on our website at StephenKayLive.com. Just click on the Seven Pillars of Health link that's on the homepage. And Dr. Dan is here with us teaching us about how to apply these seven pillars of health so that we can do more with our life, be more productive in our business. And, of course, that does help us make 713-STEPHEN-K is the number to call. Dan, we have three more pillars to cover, and one I think is the most important, and that, of course, is our immune system.
Well, the immune system, as you know, is very important for our health and well-being. But what we don't understand is that when our immune system is working all the time at trying to fix hitting cavitated infections, infestations, heavy metal toxicity, things that have just been kind of hanging out in our body, then we're not ready to come and bring out the big guns for the big issues that come along. So what we want to do is we want to get rid of all those little hidden cavitations, infections, infestations out of our body. And we do that with something called sequential immune upregulation, which means we use an immune supplement at a therapeutic dose for a month or two, and then bring and then switch it and target it from another direction for a month or two. And we can really help people get stronger and healthier. I mean, even if we're dealing with something like cancer, what we can do is we can start strengthening the immune system and your own body to produce more natural killer cells, so the natural killer cells can go and start battling that cancer.
Now, of course, the last two pillars, cardiovascular on your list. And by the way, I sound like I know what I'm talking about. I'm really just looking at Dan's list. If you'd like to see the list of the seven pillars of health, go to Dan's website. It's right on his website. DrDanCuney.com. That's D-R-D-A-N, and his last name is spelled K-U-E-H-N-E, DrDanCuney.com. And, of course, you can find his link on our webpage at StephenKayLive.com. If you just want to see not only the list and more detailed information, he even has a great educational video on the subject as well. But the last two, cardiovascular and digestive, I want to say these two kind of go hand in hand, but the truth is that all seven pillars go hand in hand when it comes right down to it.
Yes, and that's the concept, is it all helps you get to your health and well-being, to your ideal really meant us to have. So when we're talking about the cardiovascular pillar, this is obviously your heart, your blood vessels, and you know how important that is. Obviously, we have more and more Americans. One in two Americans are dying from heart disease right now. So what we need to do is recognize that we need to do like a Roto-Rooter or a cleaning of the inside of our arteries. Like, when's the last time you've done that, Stephen?
I thought about doing it myself.
Yeah. So, and, you know, that's the concept. So we use targeted nutritionals and herbals to actually clean out the inside of the arteries. And so we literally have pre and post pictures of, you know, someone going to a cardiologist and then removing, and when we're working down and cleaning out the inside of the arteries and coming back and, you know, seeing amazing changes on what's really possible when we give the body what it needs.
Now, that's interesting, because when you think about cleaning out the arteries, you know, I know people who've had that surgery. They've mm-hmm. gone in and they've had an artery replaced or an artery cleaned out or removed completely because it was too clogged. And, you know, then they've got to do the old bypass or the angioplasty.
Yeah.
You're saying that it's possible to do this without surgery?
It is. You know, if you're too far gone, I mean, if you're more than 70% occluded, then, you know, you're in the surgical realm. But if we can get you, you know, before that, and we can protect you from that situation, what we can do is we can start cleaning those arteries before you're in that place and you can avoid open heart surgery.
And I believe that before that point is basically anybody who's 20 or older, because we're really just clogging our arteries every day with just different types of foods and chemicals we take in.
Absolutely, that's the thing. I want to be clear on this. Going back to the second pillar, what's doing it is those starches. It's the pasta, the bread, the white potatoes, and rice. It is not the saturated fats. And I know there's some doctors out there right now cringing, but the research is pretty clear on what's causing this problem.
But I love my pasta.
But I'm trying to make sure you're healthy when you're not sitting under a knife at 50 or 60 years old. So it's all how you look at it.
All right. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the other aspect of your business, because you're a nutritionist and you're teaching these seven pillars. And, before we move on, the last pillar is the digestive tract, which is the other thing we need to cleanse regularly.
Yeah. And that's something that I want to be clear on. A lot of people think a cleanse means just have more bowel movements, and that's not what it means. A cleanse means pulling toxins out of every tissue, cell, and organ of your body. But the digestive pillar, that's where actually 80% of our immune system resides, in our gut lining. People don't understand that, and the gut-associated lymphoid tissue. So it's very important that we strengthen this system, to balance your immune system. It's important for us to be able to get the toxins out of our body as well as get the substances. I had someone in yesterday who just could not digest protein, so she stopped eating. And so now she's extremely weak. She's been in the hospital for the last 4 or 5 days. She came out, and she's asking for help because what she needed is she needed a way to actually start digesting her food. And her first sign was she was having pain on her side by her liver and her gallbladder. Her second sign was she went down and had to go the medical route and had the gallbladder removed. Her third sign is now 2 years later, she's in the hospital with a whole nother set of symptoms because, we didn't get to the cause and the core of things when it started.
All right. You're listening to Dr. Dan Cuney right here on Life, Business, and Money. His phone number, if you would like more information and to speak with him directly, even get a consult, is 713-295-9358. You can call Dr. Dan's office directly now. Set up an appointment. Just ask him to call you back. He will be glad to help you. 713-295-9358. I guess they're waiting for you to come into the office before you're actually able to, but he'll be there shortly. And of course, you can find him online at StephenKLive.com, of course, or his direct website. My apologies, Dan. His direct website, DrDanCuney.com. That's Dr. Dan, KUEHNE, DrDanCuney.com. When we come back, Dan, if you have a little time, I want to hold you over for the last segment. It's going to be a short segment, but I do want to hit on one more thing about the other side of your business. So stay tuned. Yep, All Over the Town is where we're at right here on Life, Business, and Money. You can hear us anywhere in town at StephenKLive.com. As long as you have internet access, our show is available to you 24/7. We're wrapping up here with Dr. Dan Cuney. I asked him to stay over just a little bit to talk about the other aspect of his practice. And Dan, being a nutritionist is one thing. Being a chiropractor is another. And I find that this is a rather unusual combination. How did you come to meld these two into the way you provide health and healing to your clients?
Well, believe it or not, this is where chiropractic started. Chiropractic started with what we called the five factors of health, which was exercise, rest, nutrition, mental well-being, all flowing through a healthy nervous system. So the originator of chiropractic did talk about all these things. Not everybody decides to practice all of those areas or at least coach in all those areas. So what happened was I started adjusting patients, and they weren't getting as many results as I would have expected. In other words, they're getting results, but I wanted to see them have long-term holding of their adjustments and not have to see me as frequently as they do in some situations with other docs and stuff. And so what I found out was that when we started feeding their body the nutrition that they had, they needed, they held their adjustments longer.
Well, we're going to talk more with Dan every week right here on Life, Business, and Money. In the meantime, if you want to learn how to improve your health, give him a call directly, 713-295-9358. That's 713-295-9358. Visit his website to see, to read and view the Seven Pillars of Health and Healing online at drdancuney.com. That's DrDanKuney, drdancuney.com. And, of course, you can find the link to the Seven Pillars of Health right on our homepage at stephenklive.com. Dan, thank you so much for your great advice. I'm looking forward to improving my health on a weekly basis.
Thank you, Stephen.
All right, that's all the time we have for today's show. I'd like to remind everyone to about CAP 5 Technology Solutions Lunch and Learn, which is happening today. It's called Do More in Less Time, and it's at the Microsoft Store at the Houston Galleria. So check that out. It starts at 11:30, goes to 1 o'clock. It's only $12 at the door. Lunch is provided. It's going to be a fantastic event on how you can learn to do more in less time. And our thanks to Lance and everybody at CAP 5 Technology Solutions for providing us this wonderful office space for our live studio. When we're come back tomorrow, we're going to have some Friday fun on Life, Business, and Money. So tomorrow at 9 a.m. and every day from 9 to 10. In fact, on tomorrow's show, I'm going to be giving away more free movie passes. So stay tuned for that and more Friday fun on Life, Business, and Money. I'm your host, Stephen Kay. And until next time, may God bless you, your family, and your business.